Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Gary Bernison's I Need a Job. And Sophie, I have to say, this book totally changed how I think about looking for work.
Hi there, Sam. Yes. And I'm so glad we're covering this. I Need a Job is by Gary Bernison, and it's not your typical resume tweaking guide. It's really about the psychology and the human side of the job search.
Right, because honestly, the traditional approach is kind of broken. You send out 100 applications and hear nothing back. Bernison calls that spray and pray, and he's pretty harsh about it.
He is. And his main point is that the job market isn't a meritocracy of paper. It's a marketplace of people. So you have to stop thinking like an applicant and start thinking like a solution.
Yeah. And the first job you have to get, he says, is the one inside your own head. You have to believe in yourself before anyone else will. And that's not just a platitude, it's strategic.
Exactly. He calls it crafting your story. You're not a list of duties from your last role. You're a narrative about impact and growth. And to build that story, you have to mine your past for gold, moments where you made a difference.
And that story becomes the backbone of everything. Your resume, your cover letter, your interview answers, it all comes back to that narrative. What's the one thing you want them to remember about you?
Then he goes after the traditional resume itself. He calls the chronological resume a tombstone, a record of what you've done, not a promise of what you can do. Instead, you need a results-oriented resume.
Right? Every bullet point should answer, so what? Not responsible for managing a team of 5, but led a team of 5 to increase sales by 20% in 6 months. That's the language of impact.
And then there's the professional summary at the top. Not a generic objective statement, but a powerful, concise version of your story. It should make them want to keep reading.
But the biggest shift for me was his take on networking. He redefines it as learning instead of selling. Your goal in a networking conversation isn't to ask for a job. It's to understand the person's world, their challenges, their industry.
When you lead with curiosity, you become memorable. And people hire people they like and trust. So he's basically saying, don't be transactional. Be genuinely interested.
And that's how you access the invisible job market. All those jobs that are never publicly posted. They get filled through relationships and referrals. So you have to shift from applying to connecting.
He gives a whole framework for informational interviews. Do your homework, ask smart questions, listen more than you speak, and then follow up with a thoughtful, personalized message, not a generic thank you.
Then there's the interview itself. He says don't memorize canned answers. Instead, prepare a repertoire of stories from your past that demonstrate your key competencies. Use the STAR method: situation, task, action, and result.
But he makes it feel less like a formula and more like a compelling narrative. You're not reciting a bullet point, you're telling a story with a beginning, middle, and end.
And he tackles salary negotiation, which everyone dreads. He says don't be the first to name a number. Instead, express enthusiasm and ask about the total compensation package. Come armed with research on market rates.
The goal is a fair agreement where both sides feel respected. And he reminds us that salary is just one part, culture, growth potential, work-life balance matter too.
He also talks about rejection. It's inevitable, but you have to view it as data, not as a verdict on your worth. Each no brings you closer to the right yes. And you can't let desperation creep in. That's a turnoff.
The antidote is confidence, which comes from doing the work, preparing your story, practicing your interviews, and building your network. He even suggests treating the job search like a job with a structured daily routine.
And one more thing, he talks about fit. Don't take a job for the wrong reasons, title, salary, and prestige. You have to interview the company too. Ask about culture, management style, values. Trust your gut.
Because the goal isn't just to get a job. It's to get the right job, one that aligns with your strengths, your values, and the life you want to live.
So the takeaway for me is that the job search isn't a lottery. It's a system that rewards preparation, persistence, and a deep understanding of human nature. You're not a commodity, you're a solution.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the real message of I Need a Job is that finding work is really about finding yourself, your strengths, your values, and the unique contribution you're meant to make. We'll see you in the next one.